degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Metro police say another pedestrian has died after being hit by a driver this past weekend. Around 2:30 a.m. Saturday, they say a 23-year-old in a pickup truck hit a 52-year-old Nashville man. It happened on a hilly portion of River Road with a curve and no streetlights. It's the latest in a string of more than 20 pedestrian deaths so far this year. Last week, another man died after being hit by a tow truck. And on Thursday, prosecutors charged a driver who accelerated through a downtown crosswalk in August, killing a tourist from Australia. Nashville officials have been mulling ways to make roads safer, including limits on when and where drivers can turn right at red lights. Nashville's East Bank neighborhood is slowly beginning to take shape. Metro has unveiled the new River North Greenway along the waterfront. Only 0.2 miles are open, but it will eventually be a 2-mile stretch connecting a yet-to-be-built pedestrian bridge with the Shelby Bottoms Greenway.
People should expect in the next 3 years for a tremendous amount to start changing in terms of current structures coming down, new things starting to take shape. Dirt is moving, things are happening.
That's Carrie Hayes with the East Bank Development Authority. He said next spring, the old Nissan Stadium will be dismantled and cleared for development after the new Nissan Stadium opens. Hayes also said the new Oracle campus is on track, with early stages to be completed by 2029. That pedestrian bridge, which Oracle will build to connect to their campus over the Cumberland River to Germantown, is in the permitting stage. The National Weather Service says it will be hot the next 2 days, and heat index values could be as hot as 105 degrees, but it will be mostly dry through midweek. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.